Paul, x-rays are negative. We need to burn the clock. Where is David? You know what I'm talking about?
We just got some disturbing news on Joe Montana.
Yes.
They're looking at his right wrist. He may have hit it on a helmet on the follow-through of a pass.
One of the questions when the Chiefs signed Joe was whether or not he was durable enough to last the full season.
What'd they say? Out for the year?
No, he's just sprained it there a little bit.
Did you go inside to get an x-ray?
Yeah.
Negative?
Yeah. Let it go and see if it loosens up at all.
You're done for the day. You're done today.
Carl.
You know, they're going to make a big issue of this injury to Montana, so we got to decide.
Well, I already announced in the press box that preliminary x-rays are negative. Hit his hand on a helmet, hit his wrist.
Montana was aging, and there were weeks he couldn't go. And some of those weeks he couldn't go, the team was not very good offensively.
Craig in trouble, and down he goes. Look out, Craig, problem. Dave Craig takes a shot. Again, a fumble by Craig. Craig picked off. Marcus Robertson.
Houston just, they destroyed us.
Craig's pass is picked off again. Ready for the end zone.
This is an offense without Joe Montana. There's Joe standing next to Marty Schottenheimer.
If it was 35 to nothing, it was 110 to nothing. I'm not sure what it was, but it wasn't good.
The Chiefs' Week 2 loss in Houston would be their worst of the season. A debacle that fans and players were happy to soon forget. But after the harrowing wild card win over the Steelers, they learned they would have to face their past. The Houston Oilers and the raucous Astrodome awaited them once again.
We were embarrassed down there, and it's just one of those things where we have a second chance, and you know, not a lot of teams have a second chance, so this is when it all counts.
This will be the hardest game of the tournament. We know they're going to come out and try to use that intimidation tactic. This will measure us right here.
They've had it all going for them then, and they were viewed as a team that could wind up going to the Super Bowl, that they finally had all the pieces together.
They're a very, very talented football team, arguably more talented than any team in the National Football League, and they're playing very, very well right now. Their defense has become a real juggernaut, if you will. Turnovers and field position and touchdowns, and they're an outstanding defensive football team.
They won 11 games in a row to finish that season. And if you go back and look at those 11 games, they shut out one team, they allowed 3 points in two others, and in one game that they allowed 7 points, that came on a defensive touchdown. That season, they were shutting down opposing offenses.
You know, we knew we were going to have to, you know, give Joe as much time as possible. Joe knew he was going to have to get the ball out quickly, but we also knew he was going to get hit.
The previous week in the Steelers game, he had to leave because of the bruised sternum when Donald Evans drilled him early in the first quarter, but he came back and finished that, and he was still banged up going into the Oilers game.
Joe Montana, sitting in our meeting last night, said to us, "My rib is bad. I'm sitting here and just talking to you, it hurts to breathe."
You know, the Oilers were sort of salivating with the idea that, you know, we're going to get a weakened Joe Montana.
And they were talking about how they were going to put Joe out the game, and he's old, and we're going to hurt him. He can't move, and we just felt disrespected.
Joe Montana? Who's that, man? Oh, that guy's 37 years old, ain't he? Going to take it to him today. Knockout, baby.
They were just so confident.
They didn't have a lot of respect for us, and, you know, we knew that Joe was going to be a difference maker. We just weren't sure how much.
In Houston, Texas, the great indoors splitting at its seams in enthusiasm. A record-setting Houston team that won their last 11, the final part of the puzzle. Buffalo, San Francisco, Dallas move to the final four. Will it be the Chiefs of Kansas City or the Houston Oilers? Hello, everyone. Dick Enberg with Bob Trumpy, and we welcome you to this final part of the playoff puzzle. And one of the focal points will be Buddy Ryan's defense. It'll try to stop Montana. Ryan, in the last 11 games, his defense allowed an average of only 11 points per game.
Last night, we talked to Tim Grunhard, the center for the Kansas City Chiefs, and he said, look, we're getting no respect. We think we can protect Joe Montana. We're taking it personal.
Guys! This is a game of the heart. A game of being a man. Let's go.
The Chiefs' offense for the second straight week in the playoffs didn't really click from the beginning.
Chiefs were shut out the whole first half. The Oilers got up 10 to nothing.
Hands off, prompt play, up the middle, Brown over the center, touchdown, Houston Oilers.
Remember the frustration on the sideline, and Al Saunders and the coaches were just telling us to calm down. We're going to stay with our game plan. It's going to work. It's going
to
work.
We got to keep the pressure on. Great routes, great concentration.
It was a game in which earlier Chiefs teams, you would have been really, really discouraged. But Montana was there. And once again, when Montana's there, you sense something could happen.
Play action, and Fuller was fooled. Montana complete to Willie Davis. Montana guns and has the man open, Marcus Allen. And he falls.
Really the biggest play of that game, in my eyes. It was a play right before half. Just a little bit overthrown, and it tipped off his hands, and he missed it.
Right on his fingertips.
We knew at that point that we can give him time enough to throw the ball down the field.
Dick, the plus side for Kansas City. Montana with the ball going down the field.
That might as well have been a touchdown, because we all looked at each other and said, hey, we can do this.
We got it figured out. Now we just got to keep grinding. We got it figured out. We got to focus now.
Once things like that happen to a good defense like they had, then they start losing confidence.
The longer Joe Montana has a chance in this game, the more he's got to scare the Houston Oilers to death.
It definitely opened up our mind to the fact that there's weaknesses in the defense. We got to take advantage of it.
Montana throws a line drive. It's caught by Davis, 40. Curls in the middle, 35, 30. Foot race to 25, 20.
One running back, three receivers. Fake handoff rolling is Montana. Cox's eye dumps a pass wide open, leaping to and catch made 7 yard line by catch. Angles to the sideline to five. He's in front. Touchdown! Chiefs are on the board with 10:19 remaining, third quarter of play.
Oh my! To see Keith Cash, he drilled that one. The bullseye was Buddy.
I was about to go back to the huddle, kick the extra point, but I saw Buddy Ryan there. I saw that poster of Buddy Ryan. All week, that's all we had been hearing about.
Yes, sir, in your face, Buddy Ryan.
I saw it and let it fly right between the eyes.
I think Keith, when he did that, I think it kind of put a spark onto everyone.
A message was delivered that this is still a game.
Moon going deep, and he was drilled. Intercepted by Mincy. Bubbles!
The defense played magnificently that day, has to be said.
Boy, the Chiefs have just thrown up a cement wall.
We came in knowing what they were doing. We game planned them pretty well.
You make it look like free, and on the snap, you move forward, see the man on course. If he avoids you, glide.
You know, there was this huge hoopla with Joe and Marcus on the offense, but in reality, like many of Marty's teams, it was a team that was built on defense.
Derek and Neil were always in the huddle. That thing used to be, you know, give me 2.5 seconds, he'll get him on his back. You hear the crowd roaring, stop running. It's a done deal.
Rolls out of the pocket, back pedals, here comes the rush. Moon's held by Benny Thompson and sacked back at the 27-yard line.
Seven sacks for the Chiefs.
And it all came down to the fourth quarter.
Montana back on the field.
It's the fourth act of the play. Joe Montana is center stage.
And that's why you get Joe Montana.
13-7.
passes Cash, and the big tight end is on a rumble. All the way.
I really don't think they knew that this old man was going to be able to take that pounding he took and play the way he did.
I think they thought their defense was just going to, you know, overwhelm our offense because of all the pressure they put on us the first time.
Ryan's philosophy, which had worked, was apply pressure on the quarterback.
Untouched. Looked to me like they brought eight that time.
One of the things that distinguishes great quarterbacks in the NFL is that when you try to blitz, when you try to sell out and leave guys open, the great quarterbacks will burn you.
Yeah, but he hurt his left hand and now his left knee. And this gallant 37-year-old warrior looks at him again.
Montana backpedals, sets, throws a line drive down the middle into the end zone. Touchdown! J.J. Burden caught the Montana line drive, and the Chiefs have come back to tie.
Nick, they beat the 46. We started this game talking about the blitz 46. He read it perfectly.
Back to pass, Joe Montana. Looks right. Arches a pass into the end zone. A backpedaling, leaping catch. Touchdown!
Hey!
I don't believe what I just saw.
Unbelievable catch.
Super Joe has struck at the Astrodome.
And even though the Oilers' offense comes back, at one point I think it's 21-20, you just felt by that point, Montana's running the show. He's not going to lose this game.
We just started marching down the field.
Montana, close to a first down.
Yeah, I just felt that there wasn't a whole lot that we could do wrong. You know, whatever coach called was going to work.
It's caught by Cash, the 40 breaking tackle.
No timeouts for Houston. They give to Allen. He's got the first down. He's got a touchdown.
We are shuffling off the Buffalo, New York. Oh, it's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
It had been so long since this franchise had had any tangible, verifying success in that setting.
Joe Montana, Kansas City, from behind, win it 28-20.
You had the remnants, certainly the owner, Lamar, who was still with us, and Leonard, who was broadcasting with Bill Grigsby. There were always these reminders around of what once was.
This job by the Kansas City Chiefs has been spectacular.
We did that! What a defense!
Finally, there was some validation that, yep, they had come back.
Jim Kelly brings on his offense, and the K-Gun will go to work, the no-huddle offense.
There wasn't really any mystery about the Bills. They had a, you know, Hall of Fame quarterback in Jim Kelly and Hall of Fame running back in Thurman Thomas.
You know, we know it's going to be a tough test. They've been to the Super Bowl maybe two or three times at that point.
It was a cold day, and Montana was a great quarterback but was not a fan of cold weather.
You go from playing in a dome against Houston to now in Buffalo. It's not the easiest place to win.
Going to Buffalo, it was going to be a dogfight. You were going to have to go up there and play your best football game in all three phases to beat Buffalo.
The offense once again started out pretty anemic.
Underneath, incomplete and intercepted. Through the hands of Anders, right to Henry Jones.
And Jones is out to the 12-yard line on a pass that ricochets off the open palms of a wide-open Kimball Anders near the goal line.
Kimball Anders, great player and a very reliable pass catcher out of the backfield. But on that day, for whatever reason, Kimball Anders drops the ball.
I think that Kimball was anticipating the goal line, and the ball hits him in the hands, and it bounces off right into the hands of a Bills safety.
And that's the end of the first half, and do they love it in Buffalo?
You could sort of see the air go out of the Chiefs' sideline a little bit.
Montana back to throw. Montana in the pocket, winds up, pocket crumbles, he runs, he throws on the run, a pass caught by Cash at the 28-yard line. And Montana was whacked hard and is down and not getting up.
90 Hansen comes from one side, flushes him. Oh, the three of them hit him. Hansen, Wright, and Bruce Smith.
Boy, he was hit high, hit low, and hit even lower.
It was one of them things, you were playing on that hard turf that's basically concrete.
You knew as soon as he got up that he was seriously hurt and that he was probably not coming back.
He's wobbly. Perhaps it was the reaction when he
His head hit the turf. We'll get a report.
They're going to have to escort him off the field. He will walk under his own power, but he's got people under each arm.
And you also knew, as a fan, if you knew about the Buffalo Bills and you knew about the Chiefs' identity and what they'd done earlier in the season without Montana.
Craig's first pass. Dropped by Cash.
Goodness.
You knew that the Chiefs were not going to come back and beat the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo on that day. And it was very sad because from Carl Peterson on down, that was about something more than just Montana. It was about the Chiefs winning the Lamar Hunt Trophy that goes to the AFC champions for the man whom it was named after, Lamar Hunt.
It's his trophy. He was supposed to get that trophy. We failed him. But he was supposed to get that trophy.
Not to be. Buffalo 30. Kansas City 13. Persistent and resilient Buffalo. Three consecutive times a Super Bowl loser. Have now earned a fourth straight trip to the big party. A rare achievement.
That was the only year that I went to that game. It's just such a hard thing to do. And from year to year, you have injuries, you have guys retire. A lot of times, it just doesn't line up like that. To make it that close and not, you know, get there, it's very disappointing.
We just had a bad day. It's not like basketball where you get the best of seven. It's one and done, and you got to be ready to go at all times.
I still think to this day, obviously, if Joe had been able to stay healthy in the second half, we would have beat Buffalo and been in the Super Bowl and given Lamar Hunt the trophy that bore his name, which was always my goal, our goal, from the Kansas City Chiefs.
Who's to say? Kimball Anders catches that ball. Joe Montana doesn't take that hit. It could have been different. All I know is it was a fabulous season to be a Chiefs fan. It's so rare when you see a risky move to get an aging player, and that player comes in and delivers. I mean, you know, Joe Namath with the Los Angeles Rams did not end well. Johnny Unitas with the San Diego Chargers did not end well. But Joe Montana had a really good last chapter with the Kansas City Chiefs, and it was great being a fan of the team when he was the quarterback.
Toss power trap.